Hare Krishna. Our fears increase with our years and decrease with our years. We all have our fears, some in the foreground, some in the background. We fear losing the many things that we are attached to, and ultimately we fear losing our very life, which is the basis for enjoying whatever it is that we wish to enjoy. Our fears increase with the years. That means, initially, when we are young, life seems to stretch long ahead of us. Death seems far away. And we stay consumed by our temporal goals. If somehow the news of death, sudden and brutal, pop up in the media, we brush aside those reminders of our mortality and return to our worldly goals. But as the years grow, then our body undergoes a miracle of the wrong kind. It starts creaking and crumbling. And as denying our imminent mortality becomes increasingly difficult, our fears hike up. The same fear of our mortality that was earlier a disconcerting whisper now becomes a dissonant, scary scream. Desperate for relief, desperate to get away from these fears, we bury ourselves in myriad entertainments and other such distractions. However, we are meant to do something much better. Rather than covering up our fears, we can and should cure our fears. How can we cure them? By taking the medicine of spiritual sound that is administered through the ears. The Bhagavad Gita 13.26 states, Anye tvaiva majanantaha shutvanyebhyo pasate te pichati taranteva mrityum shutiparayanaha. The Gita is talking about different kinds of people and how they achieve spiritual realization. And it says over here, Anyetva, there are others, eva majanantaha, they don't know much about life's spiritual side. Shutva anyebhya, they hear from others and then upasate, they start worshipping the transcendental reality. The highest transcendental reality is Krishna. Te pichati taranteva. And they will also cross over. Atitarantya. What will they cross over? Mrityum. They will cross over death. They will attain immortality. How? Shrutiparayanaha. Because they are devoted to hearing. How does hearing lead to transcending death? Actually, hearing spiritual sound is a central limb of Bhakti Yoga. And when we expose ourselves to spiritual sound, we become purified by that sound. We become spiritually awakened. So, hearing the sacred sound that is embodied in texts such as the Bhagavad Gita reminds us of our indestructible spiritual essence. Understand that I am a soul who can never be destroyed by anything material. This understanding itself removes our fear substantially. And further, hearing is part of Bhakti Yoga. By Bhakti Yoga practice centered on hearing, we go beyond understanding to realizing our nature. And we also move towards attaining Krishna, realizing and relishing our relationship with Krishna. steady bhakti yoga practice boosts us with the conviction that we are at our core, that Krishna is always with us, that Krishna will always be with us and he will always protect us no matter what happens and where we go. In fact, we understand that he's right now with me, he's in our own hearts. And even now, whatever danger we may be facing, he will protect us and elevate us. If we just seek his guidance coming through sacred sound and harmonize ourselves with it. As we start relishing Krishna's remembrance more and more, as we become devotionally reassured, we no longer feel the need for worldly objects, the craving for worldly objects. We let go of our attachments and thus we become free from the fears associated with losing those objects. And on the positive note, when we start being attached to Krishna by practicing bhakti, we become devotionally adept at remembering Krishna. And as we relish his remembrance more and more, our fears dissipate and disappear. Thank you.